This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
I'd like to go bowling with my friend Bert, with my bowling ball and my bowling shirt. I like to roll the ball down the lane. On a good day, I'll throw a few strikes, maybe some spares, that's what I like. Bowling is my kind of game. I aim for the one pin, two pin, three pin.
2013 marks the 50th anniversary of 10-pin bowling in Ireland. It also marks the 30th anniversary of the Alsa Bowling Alley. Just before Christmas, I went along to a league bowling night at Alsa to find out more about the sport. And first of all, I spoke to Paddy Kilduff, the secretary of the Aer Lingus Bowling Club. And he told me how he had started bowling and some of the history of the sport in Dublin. Can I get you to introduce yourself first, please?
Right, I'm Paddy Kilduff and I'm the secretary of the Aer Lingus Hendon Bowling Club and have been for a long time.
And Paddy, this year is a big year for the club here.
For the bowling centre it is. It's not a club anniversary. We had our 40th anniversary. I think it was in 04, I think. Next year is also a big anniversary for 10-pin bowling. It's the 50th anniversary of 10-pin bowling coming to Ireland in 1963. And a few of us here have been bowling since then, 50 years now.
So do you remember when the game started off?
Yeah, it started initially in Stillorgan. The Murphys built a bowling centre in Stillorgan in December. It was opened in December 63. And we went out there socially from Aer Lingus, a number of people from the section I worked in Ground Ups. And then eventually we formed a club and the teams, we entered teams in the leagues in Stillorgan, playing on Monday and Thursday nights, teams of five.
And so when you started playing the game, was it something that you got a bug for straight away?
Yeah, well, it was social initially. It was the boys and girls from work used to go out there. And at that time, it was very popular and you could be queuing for an hour before you got a lane. So, because it was the first time in Ireland. But yeah, I got into sport bowling and league bowling. And when the previous chief executive here in Alsa decided that they'd got this land over here and decided that they were going to build a bowling centre as part of the complex. So the bowling centre was built 3 years ahead of the other complex, and I was on a committee, I was on the bowling club committee at that stage, and Matt Kelly, who was the man, got us to assist him in picking the equipment and etc. And we provided stewards here back then when we opened initially. Volunteer stewards to help with people bowling and that. As a sport, it has remained relatively small in Ireland. There are, must be, about 35, 40 centres around Ireland now, but in many of them outside of Dublin, it's social bowling rather than sports leagues and that. In Dublin, there's quite a good junior section of the Irish Temple Bowling Association, as there is Team Ireland and seniors, and a number of us here play with the seniors now, and that's a monthly event in different centres around the city.
Next up, I spoke to Del Delaney, who is a bowling coach who has played all over the world and now runs the pro shop at the Alsa Bowl. Del told me about participation levels in bowling around the world and the benefits of taking part in the sport.
And what was I going to say? You were telling me earlier that in the world, though, like in Ireland, it certainly would be a minority sport. Mm-hmm. But in the world, in on the whole, a huge amount of people bowl.
Okay, well, not many people know it, but bowling is the largest, second largest sports participation sport in the world. And fishing, believe it or not, is first. You know, a lot of people will say golf or tennis or something like that, but bowling is more a blue-collar sport still. Even though the manufacturers try to get it more towards white collar, but obviously it's more available to people. And normally when people start bowling, they bowl forever. You know, they keep bowling. You can see a lot of people here of various age groups. It's a sport for life, basically, that you can enjoy for life. One of the guys here, I think he's almost 80 years of age and still enjoys his bowling every week. And it's a healthy sport. You use 137 muscles when you bowl, and it keeps you active as well.
Johnny Moran is a long-time member of the club, a real character, and still going strong at 78 years of age. Johnny told me about what he's gotten from the sport, and then I spoke to the club's oldest member, Brendan Beakey.
Okay, can I get you to introduce yourself first, please?
You're Johnny Moran.
And Johnny, how long have you been bowling for?
I've been bowling since 1966.
And why did you start in the first place? What drew you to bowling?
I started bowling with the Lord Rest an Arklow man in Toronto. Started me on the bowling on the Wednesday night, and I golfed. He started me golfing on the Saturday night, and I'm playing both of them ever since.
And so have you been in the same club here for a long time?
Oh yeah, I've been playing with these since 1974.
Yeah, and what is it about the game that you enjoy?
It's a fantastic game. It's a game where you meet all kinds. Like, take for instance here, we've a couple of Germans here. We've English people here. We have Eddie there. I don't know what nationality he's got.
Indonesia.
Well, we people from all over the place, you know, and you meet them everywhere you go. And you travel a lot. I mean, I've been down as far as Hong Kong, Australia, all over Europe, America. So it's a great way of getting around, you know.
So a very social game.
It's a very social game, yeah. And you meet people from different cultures and different lands. And you learn their customs and one thing or another. You know, sometimes you make hames of things, but like most of the time, it works out great, you know.
And as you said, it's a huge game all over the world. You noticed the popularity of it? How's it going here, do you think?
The popularity here, with them that play is, it's very good, but it's hard to get it's gone down like with the depression and one thing or another. Like, it's hard to get the closing up left, right and centre, bowling alleys, you know. So you have a nucleus of people that plays. We nearly all know one another as such, you know what I mean?
And there seems to be a great age range playing the game.
From any age. They start out here with the nippers or something, like, I think it's 5 years of age or 6 years of age. And they start off and you walk your way up. I'm 78 and I'm not the oldest. I'm not the oldest here. The guy there playing would be 82. So like it goes, you know what I mean? Any age group can play it.
Yeah, and has it got more difficult for you, or do you still feel...
It's got difficult for me in so much as the heaviest ball you can get is a 16-pound ball. I bowled a 16-pound for you, but I couldn't bowl a 60s. I'm bowling a 15 3-ounce now, and that's even getting a bit too heavy for me. So you have to go down in the balls, which means you haven't got the impact going into the pins to get pin reaction, so which does away with a lot of the stuff, you know.
So you've been playing a lot. Have you noticed a big difference in the equipment over the years, and does that make a difference?
Yes, it makes a tremendous difference. And we have all kinds of balls. We have reactive balls. We have balls for heavy oil, balls for light oil. And the more you know about the game, the worse you get at it, the harder it gets.
Like golf. I mean?
Like, exactly, like golf.
My name is Brendan Beakey.
And Brendan, you're what age?
81 in 6 weeks' time.
So have you bowled for a long time?
Oh, I have. About 1970. 1970, exactly. I started when I was on a course with Aer Lingus in Seattle. We were there for 7 weeks, and just for something to do on Sunday mornings after Mass, we started bowling in a bowling centre there, and that's really what started me.
And were you hooked instantly, or...?
Oh, instantly. Instantly, no question about it. It was wonderful.
And what was it about the game?
Well, I suppose, number one, it's indoor, and you can play it all during the year. And you meet a lot of great characters. We've had wonderful times, wonderful trips as well, with the Aer Lingus Bowling Club, all over Europe, and a number of times to the States. As you can see here this evening now, there was cake going around. Okay, it's our last bowling day before Christmas, and you see a lot of the girls, they brought in cake, and it's wonderful, it's wonderful.
And as a sport, are you always pushing yourself to beat your last score?
Well... At the moment, I'll be honest with you, I'm nearly 81 and the oldest bowler definitely here, possibly in Ireland. And I'm pushing myself now just to be able to keep bowling. That's about the height of it.
But you've enjoyed it sort of all through the year.
Oh, very much so. Very much so.
Yeah, and I think this year, I believe, coming up is the 30th anniversary of this particular club.
That's right, yes. I've been in this since the start.
And you see, there seems to be a great crack and camaraderie between you and the rest of the lads there.
Oh, yeah. It's marvellous. It's marvellous. You know, Johnny there, you couldn't be with a better team. Nick, of course, and Kilkenny, and if you can get him off the hurling and onto the bowling, we'd be very good. Bowling is mine.
After talking to a couple of the club's elder statesmen, I spoke to Antoinette, who runs the under-12 team at ALSA. Antoinette told me that bowling can be a sport for life and some of the benefits of bowling for children.
Hi, I'm Antoinette. I'm a receptionist here in ALSA Bowl, but I also run the under-12s bowling club, the Bantams, with another girl called Gillian, and I have two children that are in the club as well.
And how did you get involved in the sport?
My husband is actually a bowler. He's been bowling for 30 years since ALSA opened here. And obviously he was a bowler. I bowled when we were dating, and then when we got married, then I had kids and I stopped bowling for about 10 years. But then I came to work here in ALSA, and of course that got me back involved with bowling.
And so you said the two kids play. Is it a good family sport?
Brilliant, great family sport. Ideal for any age. You know, we teach them from 5-6 year olds right up to teenagers. You know, and then you know you can play right through life. It's a lifetime sport. It's not a case when you get to a certain age that you get too old to bowl. You know, once you're physically mobile, you know you can, and even those that are not physically mobile, you can still bowl.
Just quickly, you would recommend bowling though to anybody? If somebody was thinking about taking up the game, you'd recommend them?
Definitely. It's a great social builder for kids, focus builder as well. It's a whole different circle of friends for the kids. It's non-contact. You know, a lot of kids aren't into contact sports. Football and things like that, and computer games. You know, kids don't think that they can play a sport if they're not into playing football or something like that. Whereas the likes of tenpin bowling is ideal for kids that aren't into contact. They, you know, want to come out, they want to play as an individual. They, you know, then work into playing as a team. So it is, it's fantastic. I really can't, you know, advocate it enough. You know, I definitely am an activist for tenpin bowling for kids and for adults as well.
After hearing so many positive things about the sport, I decided to give it a try myself. And Del Delaney gave me a bit of coaching.
So just pick the ball up and go whenever you're ready. Two middle fingers, that's fine. Well, the footwork was good, but you dipped your upper body a little, which obviously made the ball go down to the right-hand gutter. If you can just keep your head still, it'll keep your upper body still, and you'll be able to roll the ball better. Well, it's very important where you start on the approach. It's a bit like a golf stance. You set yourself, and it looks to me from your approach that the second set of dots, the nearest to the foul line, is the best one for you to start your approach on, and do the same every time. Bowling is repetition, so you're trying to repeat each time. You've actually got pretty good timing, probably got good hand-eye coordination, which is a big help. And then there's certain parameters that you have to keep, and that's keep the upper body still, stand in the same place every time, set yourself, and just let it go. It's enjoyment as much as anything else. So let's try it again. That's really good. I mean, the technique is excellent, and the swing, the upper body was good, and the footwork was good. But bowling's a game of straight lines. Straight feet, straight hips, straight arm swing, straight shoulders.
One more go.
Okay, so make sure this shoulder doesn't point out. Make sure the shoulder's pointing that way. That's it.
Okay.
Just move a little bit to the left of where you're standing. We'd make a good team, wouldn't we? That was really good.
That was good, yeah.
Well done.
And it went exactly where I
Absolutely.
Wanted it to go.
Well done.
Finally, I spoke to Stefan Junge, one of the members who hails from Germany, and asked him his thoughts on the sport and about chasing the legendary perfect game.
My name is Stefan Junge. I'm from Germany, living since 12 and a half years now in Ireland, and I started bowling 10 years ago. It's about fun. It's a game. Don't take it too serious. If you don't enjoy it, it's useless. Of course, in a game, someone has to win, someone has to lose. Sometimes it's you, sometimes it's your opponent. Of course, if you win, you're always happy.
what's the best you've done?
The best I've done was 232. I had this year my first 300 with the handicap, of course.
So that was good going. is there something, I suppose, the perfect game, is that something, I suppose, that you aspire to?
The thought is to be there on the board with a 300. Get the strikes in all of the games. That's all of our targets. That's the reason why we're doing this to us.
So it's like it's like the holy grail for bowlers.
It is.
Bowling is my kind of game. Bowling is my kind of game.
This program was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.